Hi, this is Pat Fraley with a brief lesson. Actually, with a few memories, which I trust will come around and serve you. I will admit to you that after years of working with stars, I'm still starstruck. Now, usually this is not a bad thing, but it can be if you don't come to grips with it. I remember having an audition early on in my career. I went into the booth at Hanna-Barbera and stood between two other actors. It was one of those dreaded 1-2-3 auditions, wherein each actor gives a few lines, then listens to the other actors do the same lines. In this case, we three were auditioning for Joe Barbera for a series regular on Scooby-Doo. The two other actors that I was between? Dawes Butler and Mel Blanc. I don't remember a whole lot about it. I was pleased that I got out of the booth on my shaky legs. FYI, none of us got the part. From there, I've worked with Carol Channing, Jonathan Winters, Keanu Reeves, Lily Tomlin, Tim Conway, Carol Burnett, Bonnie Hunt, Mark Hamill, Elliot Gould, John Astin, Rip Taylor, and many of the stars of voiceover who are less known to the public. Here's the important lesson I received working with each and every one of them. My butt didn't fall off, and all of them were a joy. Eventually, if you stick to it, you'll find yourself in the same situation, and I hope you don't fall over. The other lesson I received is that I got really good really fast. As my friend and voiceover star Rob Paulson says, when the tide comes in, all the boats float. Working with the best accelerated my skills. I watched them work. I watched how most of them took more takes than we did. And that was encouraging. I saw how they dealt with mistakes with humor, and to the man and woman, all were generous, perhaps knowing that giving is getting. So where's the lesson in all this? What got me through and why my butt didn't fall off during these sessions with luminaries is that I had skills and I counted them. I counted them as blessings. I remember being in the car before I'd go into some of these sessions and telling myself, Pat, what do you got? Well, you're trained in voice, you know about microphone, you know about characterization. And I just reminded myself that I had a skill set, because true confidence, and that's what we're really talking about, comes from knowledge. If you're game for learning more skills, go to my website, patfraley.com, and look over some of the instructional materials that may be of value and of interest to you. Off the top of my head, I'd say look for the 9 critical skills to voiceover excellence. It's a modest book with lots of exercises in it. Thanks for listening, and thanks for the memories.